computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner. It is, in fact, Ken Colburn, soon to be joining us, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, and C.Cab manning the phones there to try to get some callers here on the show. We're here, as we are every Saturday, talking to you about computers. Sometimes we're on a 10, sometimes we're on a 12, sometimes we're on a 1220. The big deal is we're here.
Yes.
Actually, they're juggling the Saturday schedule. And for the next couple of weeks, we will be beginning. Boy, that's a good one. Our start time has been shifted to 12:20 so that Paul Harvey can come in and brighten your midday.
Sounds good.
And in fact, we're going to be doing a live remote from the Phoenix Zoo parking lot, trying to encourage people to donate their old computers next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that show will also start at 12:20. So we actually had Janine, a very, very avid listener, obviously. She wanted to know what was going on. She was listening at quarter after, and she
You're
said, could you please put your in your newsletter when you change your regular time? And we did, but we didn't make a big deal out of it.
Yes.
So
next time we'll put it in bold letters.
Make it more obvious. Like, today we're going to try to help you with something that was identified a couple of weeks back as being a major problem in the Phoenix metro area. It's obviously a major problem all over the United States, and that is identity theft. Phoenix has the undesirable title of being the most common, I guess the highest instances of identity theft are occurring in the Phoenix metro area. So we've got lots of resources and ideas. We got some guests that are going to come on from various agencies. We got Jamie West did a great news story a little while ago, a week or two ago, that we're going to kind of rerun here in a few minutes just to kind of set the stage for what we're going to try to do for you today, which is mainly give you the tools to protect yourself. Number one, to protect yourself, those things that you're doing that you probably don't realize you're doing, that could put you in the path of having your identity stolen. We're going to try to give you some tips on how to avoid those situations. And then, of course, give you resources if you are unfortunate enough to ever have your identity stolen. Some of the things that you can do to try to get that under control. Last week I heard Rosie talking about his mom went through about a two-year battle.
297 million hours was spent last year for Americans trying to fix all of their identity loss happenings.
Just for the aftermath from having identity theft.
It's ridiculous how it affects people.
Well, and it's not uncommon to hear 2, 3, 4 years to get things cleaned up.
Yeah.
It's a constant nightmare. So obviously prevention is what we want to try to push today.
Yes.
And then if you do end up getting stung by one of these situations, then we're going to try to give you some tools as well. Of course, as always, we have our website to help you with the resources. It's datadoctors.com. You can click on the radio show section, selection, banner, whatever you want, and get to today's resources, including all the links and all the helpful resources that we're talking about, and, of course, the audio archives for the show, so that a couple months from now you say, oh, I remember hearing about this identity theft thing, you can actually come back and re-listen to the show.
Okay.
And you can play this part I'm saying right now over and over again. Over and over again.
You can mix it.
Be like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Isn't the internet great?
Yeah,
a
I
bunch
don't
of
know.
Goofballs like us, and we have a radio show, and then we got this thing where we can make it go forever.
I think it's scary.
Obviously, I'd love to hear from anyone that's been a victim of identity theft and some of the things that they've gone through either during or afterwards to help themselves. So please, if you've been a victim, if you can help others by sharing your experience, please give us a holler, 602-277-5827.
Or if you stole someone's identity,
and now you're
a good person, tell us what you did.
Yeah.
So we know what to stay away from.
Yeah, all you thieves out there, we don't have caller ID, yuck, yuck. We have no idea where you're calling from.
Exactly, see?
So please call us and tell us
FBI,
how you do it.
The FBI, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah, no. You know what? If somebody calls in, you get a big you get a big gold star.
No, Abernail, the gentleman from Catch Me If You Can.
Uh-huh.
Look at him. He did all of that thieving, stealing, check writing, fraud.
Yeah, but then he got a movie deal and books and everything. Then he came forward.
Hey, maybe we'll give you a radio deal.
A couple of boneheads on a radio show. Go, here, I want to turn myself in.
Hey, you never know.
Well, first and foremost, folks, what you have to understand about identity theft is it's not necessarily a high-tech crime. In a lot of cases, it's a low-tech crime.
Definitely.
We ready, Russ? Can we try running Jamie's news piece there? I can't hear.
Music is going. Oh. We need a break.
Oh, we're going to go to break, and then we'll come back and do this. I don't have my headphones on.
Yes, yes.
It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivi. We're talking about identity theft. Stay tuned.
So you're single and simply too busy with your career to meet new people. Call It's Just Lunch at 800-JUST-LUNCH and let them help. That's It's Just Lunch at 800-JUST-LUNCH.
The heavyweight division is up for grabs with two titles on the line in one night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for the main event.
First, Chris Byrd risks it all against Andrew Gallant.
12 rounds of heavyweight.
And John Ruiz stakes his belt against Rezo Kendo in an all-Latino showdown.
From the world's most famous arena.
Byrd versus Galata for the IBF heavyweight title. Ruiz versus Okendo for the WBA heavyweight title. Plus, it's all about attitude when Ricardo Mayorga challenges Jose Antonio Rivera in a welterweight championship extra.
Fight fans, here we go!
Saturday, April 17th from Madison Square Garden, live on pay-per-view.
Catch all the ringside action on Cox Digital Cable. Order this event using your remote or call Cox at 623-594-8549.
It's a heavyweight night. Let the next era begin.
You asked for 0% financing and cash back.
You want it?
You got it. Right now, during the Truck Fest at Lou Grubb Chevrolet Camelback. This weekend only, take advantage of 0% financing and $1,000 cash back on brand new Chevy trucks and SUVs. That's right, 0% and $1,000 cash back on new Silverados, Trailblazers, Avalanches, Tahoes, and Suburbans. Or grab amazing savings on new Chevys, like over $9,000 off the MSRP of new Suburban.